This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at our home, Chickies in South Philly, our home away from home. Basketball, hockey, baseball, all better with ice cold beer and crab fries. Find a location near you at chickiesandpeets.com. Joining us today, as he does every Friday at 3 or sometimes Thursday at 4:30 to get yelled at, that is Elliot Shore Parks.
Or Tuesdays at 3.
This Elliot Shore Parks appearance brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Elliot, how are we doing, buddy?
Yeah, I think the lesson there is you could turn on the afternoon show any day and I might be getting yelled at.
That's what I'm saying.
So, yeah, at one point, I'm getting yelled at from 2 to 6 Monday through Friday.
Well, I mean, if Rod didn't want to stretch you so thin and just share you with the rest of the station, it's clear that you belong on the afternoon show.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
come on, it's clear.
It is my home. I agree with that.
Yeah, I like that. So, Elliot, we'll ask you about Myles Garrett in a second. But the first thing I want to ask you about from Diana Rossini's report, which I thought was maybe the not the more interesting of the two, but the thing that we hadn't heard before was her talking about Zach Bond's market not just being active, which we thought it would be, but driving his price out of the Eagles' range. And you had been pretty confident that his price would be within the Eagles' range. What do you think of her report that the Bond price might get beyond what the Eagles would want to pay?
Yeah, I still think the Eagles are going to sign Zach Bond. Now, maybe it ends up costing a little more than I thought. I'm still pretty confident in the numbers I'm projecting with it. But, I mean, Zach Bond's agent has been working the last few days in Indianapolis. That's what he's there to do, to drive up Zach Bond's price, to make it seem like there's a huge market. And I'm not saying there isn't. But at the end of the day, he is still what he is, which is a 28-year-old linebacker with one great year. So I think that maybe it'll be a little bit more. But ultimately, the reason I've always been so confident they were going to re-sign Zach Bond is because, A, I know they really like the player. Vic Fangio really likes him. And I believe they think he is the hardest to replace. When it comes to the other free agents, like Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, I think because of the way the draft is, they think they can find an adequate replacement there. I don't think they feel that way about Zach Bond. So I still remain very confident Zach Bond will be an Eagle.
That's good news.
But do you think there's a possibility that deal gets done before free agency starts?
Yes, I do. I do not think Zach Bond is going to hit free agency.
Well, that's coming up next week then.
2 weeks.
So it's two, you know, a week and a half, I guess, depending how you look at it. But I think you'll see a lot of action next week, because next week all the agents, all the teams will go back to their home base. All the players will have a chance to go over all the information that their agent has gathered while they were in Indianapolis. The Eagles, in this instance, will be able to go over everything they heard. you know, look at their books again. And then I think you'll see a Zach Bond deal before before the free agency begins on Wednesday. And it wouldn't shock me if a Zach Bond deal got done by the time you guys are at Chickies next week.
I do think it is an interesting decision for Bond and his agent to make whether they want to hit free agency and maybe allow the Eagles to see that the market isn't quite as rich as they're trying to get out there that it is. You know,
I think that's
an interesting part of the calculus for everyone.
For sure, but I would also say that like hitting free agency, like he's already in free agency in a way. Like, you know, like his agent is out there at the combine, you know, talking to different teams, seeing who has interest, seeing who's willing to pay what. So you're right, like once free agency begins, things do change a little, like guys sign, you know, people have money they maybe weren't expecting to have. And I think that's one risk of the Eagles if they do allow Zach Bond to hit free agency, is maybe right now there's a team that's not willing to pay Zach Bond, but maybe there's a free agent they think they're going to get, it falls through, and all of a sudden they have an extra $15 million per year that they weren't expecting to have. So I think the Eagles will be very motivated to get it done, and I think Zach Bond and his camp will have a good enough read on his price that hitting free agency won't be, like, super tempting.
What's your before he gets you to the Garrett situation, what's your thoughts on Becton? What's the sense about Mekhi Becton as you get ready to approach free agency?
So I'm my read on the Becton one is pretty 50-50. I don't think they're going to pay big money for Becton. I don't think this is like they have to have him back situation. I've compared it to the James Bradbury one where they, you know, liked Bradbury. They wanted him back. They thought he would be out of their market. He hit the market and it just wasn't there. I think that's probably what they're anticipating might happen with Becton. But I also wonder how much they're truly willing to pay, because they are paying for offensive linemen once they re-sign Juergens or give him the extension, big money. They do have Tyler Steen. I think Becton's a better player than Tyler Steen, but is he $15 million better than Tyler Steen? I don't know about that. So I think Becton could be back, but I think it'll only be if his market isn't great and he truly, like, I think he really wants to come back to Philadelphia, maybe a little more than the Eagles are, like, desperate to have him back.
Right. Hey, that's good for the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
If he
wants to be here.
Yeah, that means he'll take, you know, whatever he deems is a decent deal for him.
And a key part of the Becton thing, too, that I don't have an answer to, but is key here, is does Stoutland think he could potentially kick out to tackle if they needed him to? Because he is only 25 years old. And so, you know, let's say Lane plays two more years. You get Becton on a four-year deal, and maybe you think that you could put him out at tackle for a year or two, or, you know, or potentially the rest of his career. But if they think he has ability to do that, that changes the calculator on his price a little bit.
I also think on Becton, now he was healthy most of this year. Mm-hmm. Is he did have health issues with the Jets, and whether that's part of it too, whether that's behind him. All right, Elliot. So on to Myles Garrett. So this isn't the first time we've heard the Eagles being in on Myles Garrett, not coming from us. I believe the first one was Jeremy Fowler said that he believed if the Commanders were there that Howie would swoop in. And now Diana Rossini is saying that she believes that the Eagles could let go some of their free agents because Howie is going to be in on Myles Garrett. I guess the question to you is this just driving the price up for Myles Garrett? Is this Cleveland, you know, sort of working everyone to get the price for Myles Garrett up? Or do you believe that there is actual legitimate interest from the Eagles in adding Myles Garrett?
So I don't believe the Eagles will let free agents walk just for the chance they get Myles Garrett. I think the Eagles will re-sign Zach Bond and let the other guys walk simply because of comp picks, how they value him, those type of things. I don't think they're going to not sign Josh Sweat or Milton Williams because of Myles Garrett. Now, as for the Eagles' actual interest in Garrett, it is worth at least saying that Howie Roseman essentially said now's not the time for a Garrett trade at the combine. He wasn't asked about Garrett directly, but it was pretty obvious what the question was about. And so, that's at least worth mentioning. And I say that because in my experience of covering the Eagles, when they make a big-time trade, we rarely hear about it for weeks and months beforehand. So while I think they have interest in Myles Garrett, there's two big boxes that makes me a little weary that everyone should, like, get their Myles Garrett jerseys ready. One is that we're hearing so much about it. Normally the Eagles move in silence more than they like. Just it's been known for weeks and they do it.
Like the G in lasagna.
It's exactly right. The guy who should have played the Super Bowl halftime show. But regardless. But the other point is, that when it comes to Myles Garrett, Howie has not really paid big-time money for edge rushers in his career. He has been much more of a, you know, $30 million to Hassan Reddick, $30 million to Bryce Huff, and he kind of rotates those guys in and out. So I think the Eagles are interested in Myles Garrett. I think that it makes sense because of their relationship with the Browns, but I don't think the Eagles are, like, shifting their offseason around to make sure they get Myles Garrett.
So you're saying if you're going to get a jersey, get one of the Chinese knockoffs for $25 instead of
exactly
the,
right.
the legit $300 jersey.
I think Sirianni knows where to get one of those, so he could help you out.
Yeah. Oh, that's messed up.
Wow. He's got a good market.
But wasn't there a lot of Saquon to the Eagles buzz at the Combine last year, if I remember correctly? Like that was
No, I don't think so.
I'm the only one who had that.
Two or three days before it got loud, but I don't remember it like this. And the other thing, too, is, you never know, but I would guess Myles Garrett's not being traded like anytime soon. I would think that this would be a draft type trade, potentially after the draft. So like maybe he gets traded, but if it's this loud already, it's just not normally how the Eagles do things.
And I guess the last thing for me, Elliot, on this is we keep hearing about the ability to keep other players if they sign Myles Garrett. That is the one thing that Ike brought up that I think is legitimate, but I keep hearing from you that if the Eagles want to make it happen, they can happen. They can make it happen. So is it a cap issue or is it a spending money issue?
Well, to be clear, I'm saying I think they will keep Bond and could still get Myles Garrett. I'm not saying they're going to sign like Becton, Williams.
No, I'm just saying in general, would the question on Bond be, if it's a money question, is it a cap question or is it a legitimate finances, can't spend this much question?
If they were to trade for Myles Garrett and give him a new contract, then I think you're probably talking a little bit more of just like cold hard cash, because the way they do deals is they give out big signing bonus checks. And if you're going to do one for Myles Garrett and Zach Bond, I mean, that could legitimately be like almost $100 million in cash or, you know, maybe like around there. So I think it would be more of that than it would be a cap space thing. They can always work their way around the cap. I mean, that's just how they do it with how Lurie writes checks. That being said, Lurie has never really been somebody that, you know, is cheap. They're always near the top of the league. But I think it would be more about a cold, hard cash, like handing out two big signing bonuses, than it would be about the cap space.
Yeah, at some point, the owners don't get tired of giving out those big checks.
Well, and he just won the Super Bowl. So you wonder, on one hand, you go, well, he's got a bunch more money than he anticipated. On the other hand, it's like, well, I don't know if I need to spend that money. I just won the Super
Bowl. Well, but he also
got the Lombardi.
He saved a lot of money not having to buy the Celtics.
Well, we don't know about that, though.
That's a good point.
We don't know. But they're not sold yet. He has the big tax bill coming with Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, you know, Derek White.
Elliot, after seeing the Jaguars GM speak, do you feel like you could really be a GM in the NFL?
Well, not to get back into a me and Spike thing, but I did text Spike and say this is proof that I could absolutely be a GM. Like, the age barrier has been broken now, right? Like, people are open to it.
But Elliot, the age barrier was already broken. Sean McVay was a head coach who was 30. The big difference between you and the GM of the Jaguars is that he was the head of scouting for the Rams for 4 years, whereas you are a WIP personality.
Well, the other big difference would be I've learned and covered Howie Roseman for 10 years, and he has worked underneath a GM that just trades away picks to get guys. So I think that would be a major difference.
But the problem is,
don't underestimate your coverage of training camp either.
That's exactly right.
All right.
Yeah, but the problem is, if you're in the front office, you would just say, do the Howie thing. You can't do math.
Well, this is what you guys don't get. What I've learned is I'll just hire people that are good at their jobs, and then I'll be the one.
You got kicked off the high school soccer team because your grades were too low.
I left the high school soccer team while leading them in goals because I wanted to focus on my academics.
First off, it was JV.
JV. You're right. And I scored 5 goals in 2 games, and then I left. So you're right.
What year were you?
That was ninth grade.
JV ninth grade is fine.
Accounts.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And I was going to make varsity if I kept trying.
I
decided to be cool and have friends and focus on school.
Well, that worked out for you.
Nobody's ever played sports and had friends before.
Yeah, it's a good point. Should have thought of that at 13.
Well, you can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. Comes out every weekday there for you when you wake up. 25-30 minutes of Elliot blabbing away. But I've said before, I listen to Go Birds Daily almost every single day, so you can get that podcast. Thank you, as always, Elliot. Great work on the afternoon show for me this week.
Appreciate it. Everyone thinks we're mad at each other, Spike. Like, I love you. There's no – everyone. I'm always shocked when we fight. People think we're mad at each other.
Yeah,
it's
yeah. I heard from a friend, a buddy named PJ, who works for Rutgers. He listens to the show all the time, and he actually said to me, the thing I like about WIP is you and Elliot went at each other's throats for 20 minutes yesterday, and you can tell the next day you guys will be fine.
There
it's
we
like
go.
Sparring. We're like
yeah,
boxers
exactly right.
and sparring in the gym. All right, Elliot.
Well, I'm a boxer now, so. All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
Right.
All right, see
that.
You.
Yeah.
See you.
There he is, the tiny dancer, Elliot Shorbar.
Tiny dancer.
I love calling him that.
Oh, man, that's going to stick.
That one I'm going to make stick in RG4. Yeah. I'm going to make stick for
RG4 is maybe the best thing you've done for the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, RG4, thank you. RG4 is really strong.
Thank you. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Uh-oh, I got to retry here. It said something went wrong with my internet here.
Well, that's never happened before.
No. What's going on here? I'm trying to get the refresh. Oh, there we go. Who would you rather be an Eagle next season, Zach Bond or Myles Garrett? 67.2% say Zach Bond.
Going in the right down. Is that going up or down?
It went up.
Yeah, yeah.
People are nuts.
Oh,
I love Zach Bond, but I'd rather have Myles Garrett. If you're just asking me that, if I were to ask you that question,
yeah,
right, Zach Bond or Myles Garrett, no other question. Just who would you rather have?
I had to think about it.
I'm sure you did. Yeah. Well, because, again, like, listen, I know.
Oh, you want to answer right now?
No, you can think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure at 5:54 you'll give your answer.
Yeah.
But the thing is, and I know they won the Super Bowl, but yeah, let's say had they not won the Super Bowl, it's not even a question.
Then I would be thinking differently.
I know. So why do we have to think differently? Just because they won the Super Bowl. That's what I
can't
grasp.
Because they won the Super Bowl.
But I understand that. But why can't we add to that?
So let me ask you this. Would you not think differently if you've been trying to hit the lottery, right, for years?
Yes.
You finally hit the lottery. Are you going out and buying the same amount of tickets to play the lottery again after you hit the lottery?
That's a good question.
I'm not an idiot,
Jack.
So no.
What?
Well, do you understand
that's
analogy he just made?
That's the point.
I don't know. Sort of.
Well, but
I disagree with it.
But here's the difference.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett is a guarantee. It's like buying a lottery ticket that you know wins.
There is no guarantee.
Well, come on.
Oh, here we go.
Myles Garrett.
Are we sure he's even good?
You know what's guaranteed?
What?
You can't take that ass whooping back we gave to Kansas City.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
40-22.
There he is.
40-6. It's okay, really 40-6.
Okay. 40. Yep. I don't. Listen, the extra points help me.
Oh, there
Mike
we go.
Mike was the only one rooting for the Chiefs.
To get the over.
Yes. When he threw
was the touchdown to Xavier Worthy.
Yeah.
Oh. Yes.
That was the throw of the game, honestly.
We need to get.
And a DeAndre Hopkins touchdown. Who saw that coming?
Man, he's cooked,
me,
by the way. Get, he retired immediately.
I didn't even know he was on the Chiefs. I saw I was like, wait a minute, the same DeAndre Hopkins?
DeAndre Hopkins retired when he alligator armed that ball over the middle of the field.
That's true.
That was the most shocking thing of the game, was he just didn't go for it.
Yeah.
We got to get Lakin on. We need T-shirts that just say 40-6.
Yeah, we're not acknowledging the 40-22.
No, 40-6. Lakin, get on it.
A petition to change the score of the Super Bowl.
Yep.
It was 40-6 with 3 minutes left.
Yep, that's what it should be.
I agree.
215-592-9494.
Then those parlays started hitting.
Yep.
Exactly.
Eddie and Delco, you're on WIP.
Hey, how you guys doing? First
hey,
time
Eddie.
Caller.
What's up?
I think you're absolutely insane to get rid of Bond. Teams would die to have what our defense pulled off last year.
Talk to him,
Eddie. If the chemistry wasn't so good, I would say different. But no guarantee that Miles comes here and he works so well with the team. You know, he might be a great player, but if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
But sometimes, if it ain't broke, you've owned a car before, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So sometimes when you own something, you can even make that thing better by adding something. Now, people don't do this anymore, but back in the day, you would get a better stereo in your car, right? You would go and you buy. I don't think people buy them anymore, right?
That used to be.
Yeah, but you would go and buy a better stereo. Maybe you get better rims on the car. Maybe
right.
you get,
okay.
You know, all these things that you could make even better. My point is not that the Eagles weren't good enough last year. Clearly they were good enough. My point is, you have to be moving forward and thinking about getting better. Am I a little concerned with the Eagles this year? And with fans, by the way. Hold on. You can just let me finish. A little concern with the team and with fans is saying, well, our offense, we're just going to pick a guy that's in the building. Our players, we're just going to keep the same players. Like, I think the goal should be to get better every year because everybody else is trying to get better and the Eagles have to try to get better. So that's my point, is they have to try to get better, not be the same.
And also, Myles Garrett's not going to be available every offseason. Like, let's say next year they lose the Super Bowl. Like, they have the chance to get Myles Garrett right now.
Yeah.
I understand that, but we also would have more options to get more people if we don't get Miles. Yep. Miles is kind of a gamble. We're risking it all on one guy. We have more chances to get.
But it's not on
we
one
have
guy.
A good, decent. We have a decent team now. We could build up off some, like you said, hungry free agents. That, you know, look at this team this year. Bond's a first-year guy. Look how great he did. But, you know, Cooper, first-year guy. These guys are, like, you know, playing like the other teams. Like I said, would die to have what we have right now.
Last chance. Last thing, Eddie. Do you think there is a better chance that they can hit on draft picks the same way they did on Quinion Mitchell and Cooper DeJean and a one-year guy like Zach Bond, or hit on a guaranteed player like Myles Garrett, right? Like, we got a little bit lucky. We got a little bit lucky, you know? We got a little bit lucky there, I see.
That's a hard question to answer. But, yeah, I mean – I would go keep on trying to find some hungry people. I think we could pull it off. I think we got enough team that we could carry what we have can carry people that were slacking. I don't think that's going to happen, but you know what I mean?
I'm going to tell you.
Our defense looks impeccable.
Thank you for the call, Eddie. What were you saying?
And listen, we would be so upset next year, and we look out there in the middle of our defense is getting torched. It's costing us on third down. We can't get off the field. I don't know when Nakobe's going to come back. I don't even know what he's going to look like. When I hear somebody's kneecap was in their thigh, that doesn't sound very good to me.
No, it sounds like a long recovery.
Yes, that doesn't sound very good
to me. But also, they did find Oren Burks, who played good football. They found Zach Bond, that played good football. I have faith in Jeremiah Trotter Jr.
Sure.
Like there's they made good linebackers last year. Also, if you add Myles Garrett, it should make the linebacking that much, quote-unquote, easier.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it does. I just don't know if it does. And quite frankly, the defense needs a leader. Who's going to be the leader out there?
Jalen Carter.
Oh, man. Listen.
Yeah.
Rhino, let's just leave him where he's at. Just let him be a game wrecker up front.
We're re-signing PG. That's our leader.
We're not going to worry about the middle of the field when the quarterback is eating dirt because Myles Garrett and Jalen Carter are giving them 1.5 seconds to do anything.
Dude, I feel you there. Just for as much as you're worried about the middle of defense and the line, just envision Jalen Carter, Myles Garrett.
That's pretty. That's nice.
I mean, it's literally Jerome Brown and Reggie White.
Well, that
reincarnated.
Nobody's Reggie, but I understand the premise of what he's saying.
Well, think about it. It could be like Reggie going from here to Green Bay.
Again, nobody's Reggie.
Guy couldn't win somewhere, goes somewhere and wins.
Sure. And you know what? If we were Green Bay and had sucked for the last 30 years since we had won a Super Bowl, right? When Reggie went there, he helped make them a good team. They weren't a good team. He didn't join a Super Bowl contender. He made them that. We just won the Super Bowl. You know what made this defense? You know what made this defense great and proud?
Yeah.
Put it in Jack's words.
I was proud of this defense. I was proud of this defense.
They're our players. They were homegrown players for the most part. Now Zach Bond is not, but here's the one thing about Zach Bond:
he's ours now.
We made him. No one knew until he came here.
That's a sneaky way to do it.
It is like Chris Long.
Make Myles Garrett an Eagle? Like the Packers made Reggie White an Eagle? Packers made Reggie White a Packer.
He's already there. I'm just saying that's why we love this defense, man. Like we actually envision Zach Bond as one of ours, man.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, like, that's how we see.
Until he signs 3 years, $62 million
with the L.A. Rams.
With the Rams or something, right.
And by the way, we also...
Or Washington, how about that?
Well, they've got the cap space to do it.
By the way, we also think of Saquon as ours now. And he
plays 6 years
with
the Giants. Yeah.
Listen, Saquon's the exception.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And Zach Vaughn's the exception, too. Yep. All right. Would you...
It's a fair point, Ike.
Are you okay with letting go of Zach Vaughn if it means the Eagles get Myles Garrett? 215-592-9494. And coming up next, let me tell you, there are a lot of big returns that have happened in sports, in radio, all those things. But the return of Tornado Shapiro... as he gives us the weekend forecast next.
All right.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
See ya.
We are at Chickie's in South Philly every Friday, and that's where we are today. Big games, big events, always better at Chickie's and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. So every Friday at 3:30 during the football season, we did our game day forecast with the one and only Tornado Shapiro. Now, there's no more Eagles game days, but the people have demanded that we have Tornado Shapiro. I can't believe you have weaseled your way back onto the program.
Weather doesn't have an off-season, my friend. As long as we're breathing this air, there are weather patterns you'll hear about from Tornado Shapiro. Now hit that music.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
After a Super Bowl victory, both predicted by Tornado Shapiro, that's what you get from the world's most accurate forecaster. I also predicted the jealousy afterwards. The Green Bay Packers crying foul over the tush push. You know, every time you see a little success, somebody protests. They want to make a rule change. The Browns protested the number 2-point conversion.
Okay.
The 69ers protested the muff rule, the tuck rule, and Sean Landetta protested point shaving. Come on.
All right. That's not even
I was a big fan, always a big fan of the tush push. I say push it. Push it real good, just like Salt and Pepper taught me when I was hanging out with them in the late 80s. You know, it was me, Ike, Salt, Pepper, Hall, Oates, Meatloaf, Smashing Pumpkins, the Cranberries, Blind Melon, Cream, and the Black Eyed Peas. We all got together down at the Orange Bowl. They wanted to ban us from the buffet. It was all too much.
Why were the Black Eyed Peas there in the late 80s? Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
They were children. Children
of the
corn.
All right.
Well, one thing got to another. We were tushing and pushing. Peaches left with Salt, Pepper smashed the pumpkin. And who would have predicted Meatloaf left with the Blind Melon? Who?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I remember they tried to get rid of the muff rule. That was a hairy situation. I was dating a weather gal by the name of Curly Sue Thicket. Down in Wild Bush, Kentucky, WWWBUSH the Hedge.
Okay.
Northern Kentucky, wow. Classic rock. Come on. Well, Shirley Sue, she was pure retro. And she left the country. She got a new lease on life in South America. She became a Brazilian. Yeah, tidied herself up back in front.
Okay, all right. Next topic. Next topic.
Changing the rules is Bush, and you know it.
Oh, I said sorry.
Pat Mahomes going to try to outlaw the Jalen Carter laughing bitch slap? Who's running this country anyway?
Yeah, you are.
Give it to you. I'm giving you a lot this week because I took off last week, but I did do a podcast, Podcast P, with old George. Sure, it was me, Ike, Master P, Dr. P, the urologist. And noted shy bladder expert Shirley B. Daly. PG quit the podcast halfway through to concentrate on basketball. Too late for that.
Yeah, it is.
All over. Some people like to change the rules. Some people like to break the rules. We had a traffic gal over at WWWBANG. She kept an ineligible man downstairs. She was a big gal. Made a lot of noise in bed. We called her Queen Laquifa.
Nope, nope, nope. Oh, no. Nope. Nope.
Oh.
Wow.
Can we move it along here?
One week off.
Yeah.
A lot of people going down to Clearwater. Whenever I go down to Philly spring training in Clearwater, I always consult the former bat boy, Ruben Amaro Jr. Ruben's handled every bat in the Phillies lineup from 1980 to 2015. So we're being seated down at Frenchie's. It's me, Ike, Marlon Anderson. Ruben gets stuck sitting next to Marlon. He said it was the hardest wood he's ever touched.
Okay.
God.
Yeah.
And then we run into Vicente Padilla, who's dating a peanut vendor named Anaphylactic. Now, Frenchie's is right next to the Bearded Clam. If you strike out with the clam, you end up at the Palm. Ike's been to the Palm. Nothing sadder than an ex-Eagle sitting by himself at the Palm Pavilion with a handful of blue chews.
Yeah. All right. Can you just give us the weekend forecast? This has
Clearwater today, 76, partly cloudy.
Partly sunny, 50-50 shot of rain. Lakeland tomorrow with the Tigers, 79. Mostly sunny, 50-50 shot of rain. Sunday here in Philadelphia, back down to 37 in the Arctic. It's going to be sunshine. But you know we got to have a 50-50 shot of rain, bring the slicker. That's still the most accurate in the country. And by now, you should have some outro music. Hit me!
No, we do not.
No!
It's the Game Day Forecast.
Come on, Buzz.
Thank you,
no.
Famous meteorologist.
No outro.
Wait a minute.
Buzz, this is the first time you've ever done the show. He asked for the outro music. I say there isn't any. Buzz?
He's lost.
Okay.
He's not he specifically requested it.
Is it? Wait a minute. This is the first time I asked, but anyone's ever asked Buzz to talk, and he wasn't right and ready to open the mic. Unbelievable. That was
a lot.
That was truly unhinged. We can't let that guy take another week off because there was a lot of stuff in there that I'm not totally sure of. Oh my goodness.
At least three different dates.
Yeah. Yeah, you were everywhere. You were with the Black Eyed Peas and you were with Master P, Blind Melon, the Cranberries, Meatloaf, Hall & Oates, Salt and Pepper. Oh my goodness. All right.
Oh, man, that was a good one.
We are talking about Myles Garrett. Diana Russini of The Athletic says that the Eagles are prepared to let some people go and potentially make a move for Myles Garrett. Would it be okay with you if the Eagles let go of Zach Bond if it meant they got Myles Garrett? 215-592-9494. Spike in Bristol. You're on WIP. What's up, Spike?
Hi, how are you?
What's up, Spike?
Hey, Spike.
So... is it okay for a woman to ask for Ike juice?
Yes! Oh,
well, of course. He must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike
juice. Come
okay,
on.
Well, I've never asked for Ike juice before, and I felt the need.
There you go.
Because, anytime.
Because I'm going to tell you something, Ike. I am 100%, I 100% am in line with and agree with everything you said. And no, it is not okay with me to let Zach Bond go.
There we go.
We have to keep Zach Bond. Yep. And I'm going to tell you that, okay, so I'll use Hughes' reasoning. Oh, the state that's been there, you know, for however many years. Listen, his shelf life is a lot less than our young guys. And we drafted well. We did. We really did. And we need to hang on to all of our guys that we can. And I hate the idea of Myles Garrett being on the Commandos. But I think we're still a formidable force with the guys that we're bringing up and the guys that we need to hang on to. That's what I have to say.
I completely agree. We still have Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson. I don't care if Myles Garrett goes to the Washington Commanders.
Somebody was talking about...
Jordan's always, not always had a ton of success against Myles Garrett. No offense, Jordan. Love you, buddy. But, you know.
And, you know, I think that we love Lane Johnson. I certainly do. And I love the day that he was a receiver in December and caught that sneaky little pass. But anyway, I love him, but you know that he's, you know, we don't have a lot of time with him, and we need to be thinking about what are we going to do there. So I'm just going to say Myles Garrett is pretty old.
He's 29, you know, Spike.
Yes,
he's like a year and a half older than Zach Bond.
It's like talking about in dog years, in football years, okay? And listen, I love the idea of having that beast on our defense. Don't get me wrong, but I think we need to see the bigger picture and keep the more guys that we did so well with. So
okay, Spike. Your vote has been registered. One Spike for and one Spike against.
Yeah. Buzz, I like this Spike.
Buzz, what about this one? Buzz, can you hop on the mic for a second there?
I'm here.
Did she tell you that her opinion was to go get Myles Garrett?
Yes.
Which she said the complete opposite.
I wrote in what she told me.
I know. It happens all the time. It's the Ike Reese effect.
We got to do something about this. I know Ike presents compelling arguments. I know he does.
But I think we're
they can't be that compelling.
And I think we're cooking Ike all day. Honestly, I think we're doing like first. We usually lose against Ike.
Yes.
I think we're kind of cooking today. I'm being completely honest.
I don't think so. First of all, I see the voting is going up, not down.
Yeah.
Has it?
So that's a clear.
Oh yeah, it has.
It's a clear indication that I'm doing the cooking around here.
I don't like this at all. I feel like the referee is like the commissioner wants you to win or something. Like there's something going on.
No, it's the Jordan rules.
Yes, it is the Jordan rules. 215-592-9494. Do you want the Eagles to get Myles Garrett if it costs him Zach Bond? Brian and Drexel Hill might have inside information. Brian, you're on WIP.
Oh, are you stealing my thunder like that, Mike? No, it's okay. Love what you guys do. Listen every day, so keep it going. Yeah, I think I have some insider information on Myles Garrett for you guys.
Okay.
Fritz, hit me with the breaking news.
Huh?
Buzz.
Oh. Breaking news.
So, my sources have told me that they've been helping Myles Garrett look at homes in the Swedesboro, New Jersey area.
There we go.
Oh, man.
Fans of sources. This is what we live for.
By the way,
city.
That's going to be near us, Ike.
Wow.
My new home is near yes. Swedesboro. Ike is near Swedesboro.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, boy.
We're not on the same block with Myles Garrett, though.
No, Dad. I imagine a different block. He could probably have my whole block, I think, Myles Garrett with the new. Wait a minute. Now, Brian, we've heard these reports before. Now, this sounds like LeBron going LeBron to tour James. Malvern Prep.
Yep.
You know, where do you get this in? You don't have to tell us the name, but where do you get this inside information?
The individual that was helping him actually look at the homes is the one that told me.
Wow. Now,
Hold on. Did I hear this on the midday show?
No, I didn't call the midday show today.
Good.
Not today you didn't. I think it was yesterday or the day before.
I don't care. It's our report now.
Okay.
Now, this goes in Eagles Insider of the Year candidate.
Yes.
If this turns out to be true.
If the Eagles get Myles Garrett and he lives in Swedesboro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the longest running bit in radio, right? Is people calling up and saying he's buying houses?
Yeah.
Well, now here's
looking
the thing.
Looking at houses?
Mm-hmm. If you're going to be in Jersey and you want to be near South Philly or whatever, yes. That area of Jersey is the right area of Jersey, right?
There's no doubt about it.
Shoot across the Commodore Barry right up 95,
man,
you're right
you're,
there.
You're spoken like no, a true South Jersey.
Listen, yeah, I don't want to draw attention to the area, but sure, there are others who live in that area that would also be players.
Yeah, well, we want attention drawn to yes. the area because the more people that buy homes, the more the value of our
home
goes
point.
Up.
That's yep. a good point. I just don't want nobody knocking on my door.
That's yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I won't say exactly where you live. General South Jersey yeah. area. Well, Brian, this is great news. It's interesting that he'd be shopping for a house before he even gets traded. He's not even a free
but
agent.
But think about it this way, though.
Things are in motion.
They are in motion.
Well, because, listen, he probably thinks he's going to be a Commander, an Eagle. Like, he's got
one of the others, yeah.
He can at least start exploring,
yeah,
right?
He can live in Swedesboro and be a Commander.
Sure.
Just shoot down 95.
I think that's a little train ride.
All right, Brian, thank you for the info.
Man, PA was just starting to heat up, too, and get some athletes back in the area. Like Saquon moved over
it's
here.
Too yeah. hard to buy in Delco. There's no houses for sale.
I was going to say, yeah, there's probably nothing out there.
I tried to look.
I know.
Nothing there.
You and Saquon in the same
yep.
tax bracket.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, me and Saquon. So, you know, we've had some Sixers news this week. And
mostly bad news.
Mostly bad. And Stephen A. weighed in on that Sixers news with a potential little scoop. We've heard nuggets of this before, but when Stephen A. says it's a little bit of news. Why don't you hit that, Buzz?
Josh Harris, the owner of the Sixers, is also the owner for the Washington Commanders. Who's a co-owner in his group?
Magic.
It would happen to be Irvin Magic Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And if you Daryl Morey, I don't know whether it's true or not, but if rumors are correct that Josh Harris told you he was leery on giving Joel Embiid a max extension, and you said, Daryl Morey, it had to be done. If those reports are true, change is coming to Philadelphia. It's just a prediction. It's just a prediction.
So the first thing is, what does Magic Johnson have to do with any of that?
And probably basketball opinions.
Just, I guess. Yeah. Stephen A. is well connected.
Mm-hmm.
There's not been one rumor anywhere that I've seen that Josh Harris was leery of giving Joel Embiid a contract extension. I've not seen that anywhere. In fact, I've heard sort of the opposite of that. So I think it's possible Nick Nurse gets fired. I think there's a lot of possibilities. I would be stunned if Daryl Morey got fired this offseason. Now, I do think it's possible that we see some sort of Bob Myers advisor role with the Sixers. You know, he's worked with with the Commanders.
Yeah.
I don't know the relationship with Morey and Bob Myers. It does remind me a little bit of when they signed Jerry Colangelo, you know, when Hinkie was already here. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if they have a relationship. I don't know how Morey would feel about having Myers involved in those sorts of things. But I find it very, 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 very hard to believe that Daryl Morey would get fired this offseason. I don't think that's likely at all. So maybe Stephen A. knows something that I don't, but that part of it, I think a lot of things, a lot of change is possible. That one thing I don't think is very likely at all.
Yeah, I'll trust you on this. We're closer to the situation. I understand Stephen A. has his sources and that sort of thing. But that sounds more like a filling out of a take. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like he's sort of filling his way through, giving his opinion of what should happen versus it being some real source that gave him that, some credible source. But I will say this. The idea that Joshua Harris, because he does have basketball people in his circle, right, he owns a basketball team. So you have Magic Johnson as a minority owner with the Commanders. Bob Myers is working closely with you. Two guys that have run or been a part of successful organizations. I could see them trying to wiggle their way sort of in there through Joshua Harris saying, listen, I could fix this, or this is what you need to do based on what Daryl Morey is doing with the team right now.
And can I be honest with you, too? And I think that's possible.
And he probably spends more time around those guys than he has Daryl Morey of lately.
I would agree with that as well.
Yeah.
I would be – if you're Bob Myers and you're looking for your spot to mm-hmm. get back in, I don't know if this is a great spot right now.
I agree. You know, the way things are set up, there's a lot of mess to clean up.
Yeah, there's – and not a – not an easy way out of this. It's not as simple as just trade Embiid and get a bunch of picks, because that doesn't exist anymore. It's not as simple as trading Paul George to get a bunch of picks. That doesn't exist. And you're trading, you can't trade Tyrese Maxey, get a bunch of picks. He's still Paul George. If I am Bob Myers and I'm looking for the next spot where I'm going to take over a basketball team and say I can fix this, this is not a spot where I'd say I can fix it. And I do think the Sixers would look at Daryl Morey and say, okay, we have a mess here. What's your plan?
Yeah.
And give him an opportunity to fix it. I think they think a lot of him in that way. You know, it's basically his CEO that runs the team. It was the same guy that was in charge in Houston. So I just think I would be surprised there.
I agree, because it doesn't look like there's a end in sight as far as a quick fix. I guess I'm looking at it from a from Bob Myers' angle. He just wants to get back in, right?
And
you know, that GM spot is going to come with a nice paycheck.
Yep.
You're back in. You get to call the shots. You get to hire your people. And you know Joshua Harris would give him the leg room to sort of get it fixed. So it wouldn't have to be necessarily a quick fix. He just needs to have, if you're Bob Myers and you're trying to sell it to Joshua Harris, you need to have at least a succession plan from a vision standpoint that you give to the owner.
And if you're Bob Myers, you could go, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have done that.
You're getting that new building.
Right.
So he would be here, right? When is it supposed to be, 31?
Yeah, well, he could say, hey, I'll have you right by the time the new building gets here. The one thing as well that would not lend credence to it, that in my mind I could get there, would be guys like Josh Harris who run non-sports team businesses, they fire people like this. They go, and it's the same reason they got – remember, when they got Daryl Morey, they had just promoted Elton Brand.
Yep.
But they saw an opportunity for somewhere, and they're just like, go get me that guy. That's what happens in business like that, is they don't – they're not – they're not beholden to contracts in that sort of business. So they're just like, go pay whatever I need to pay to get that best guy there, which is what they did with Maury in the first place.
Yeah. But I think Maury's better at his job than Bob Myers.
I think he's got a better track record than Bob Myers.
Like Bob Myers got Steph Curry at 7. Like, I mean, but that's lucky, though.
Well, you have
to
draft.
Still took him.
Yeah, he still took him.
It's fine.
Now if we're going to say.
Well, you got to remember when Steph came out, he wasn't Steph yet. You know what I mean? He was a good player, but nobody knew.
Saw that.
At his size, yeah.
And they did fire Mark Jackson, mm-hmm. brought in Steve Curry.
And they drafted Clay. And they drafted Draymond. Yep.
But, you know, we were talking yesterday about what Clippers fans thought of Paul George and to listen to Clippers fans. I can tell you Warriors fans don't worship at the altar of Bob Myers. So, but it'll be something to keep an eye on. You can't have a season that is as disastrous as this one, right, and not expect that they will evaluate every part of the team. I do think that they will give Maury a chance to navigate his way out of it, as he has navigated similar positions before that he's been in Houston without having to bottom out. You know, he went from the Yao Ming era to the James Harden era without a bad team in there. Yep. They didn't have good teams in between, but they weren't bad teams in between. So we'll see what happens. All right. We will continue to take your calls on Myles Garrett. The rumor is from Diana Rossini that the Eagles might let some free agents go and pursue Myles Garrett. If that free agent was Zach Bond, would you let Zach Bond go to get Myles Garrett? Yes. 215-592-9494. And we got to talk some Phil. Spring training is going. We're going to Clearwater next week.
It's hitting season.
The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. We'll check in with the Phils next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Almased.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.